Tuesday, March 26th, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Afternoon Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to rescue me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In our Mid-Afternoon Prayer, O Sacred Heads, Mid-Afternoon Hymn, rather, O Sacred Head surrounded by crown of piercing thorn, O bleeding head so wounded, reviled, and put to scorn. Our sins have marred the glory of thy most holy face, yet angel hosts adore thee and tremble as they gaze. The Lord of every nation was hung upon a tree. His death was our salvation, our sins his agony. O Jesus, by thy passion, thy life in us increase. Thy death for us did fashion our pardon and our peace. And our mid-afternoon psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, For to me life is Christ, and death is gain. I glory in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 126. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, What marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 127. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, while he pours gifts on his beloved, while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 128. O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like the shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the mid-afternoon antiphon, For to me life is Christ, and death is gain. I glory in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. And our reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 25 and 27a. God's folly is wiser than men, and his weakness more powerful than men. God chose those whom the world considers absurd to shame the wise. And a responsory, let us venerate the cross. Through it we have received the sacrament of salvation. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, may we receive your forgiveness and mercy as we celebrate the passion and death of the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.